Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry, and I'm joined by my wonderful friends, Lydia and Ravs. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Wagwan, my G's, how are we?
Wow. Good.
Wow,
how
what
an
intro, Ravs. I love Wagwan, my G's. He's so street.
Yeah.
He's very street, is our Ravs.
I just, you know, I fuck with the man them.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. Goodness, okay. Me.
That's
don't do that again.
Yeah, that's...
What?
I'm so glad you're so open about your sex life. It's good.
Okay, that was a good one.
It's nice. I'm happy for you, Ravs.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
He's fucking with lots of mandem.
I just think mandem's a fun word.
Mandem.
Mandem.
How are you doing, Liz? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a little bit diseased because there was like a little mini yog plague, basically, wasn't there? I feel
that. Yeah, fucking Duncan.
Duncan was sick, who then got Ravs, Barney, and Tom sick, and then Tom and Duncan got me sick. And it's sort of just, we've all just been a bit gross.
Well, I don't want any of that, so thank God we're all recording at home today, then separately.
Yeah, I think you've avoided it, yeah.
Yeah,
I think you're safe now.
I'm, like, way over it, but, like, I still feel the remnants in my voice. Like, I still sound deep and shit, like...
Croaky and groaky.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's awful, awful times. Has anything fun been going down? Anyone have any fun news? Or are we hopping straight into questions?
You go first, Lydia.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my fun news is that I booked to go back to Japan.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Can you say when you've booked it?
Yeah, I'm going from the 3rd of June for 2 weeks.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Soon as well.
Yeah, not too long to go, like just under 3 months. So
I must ask. Mm-hmm. Why have you booked to go at the most horrendously sweaty time again? Like after the last time when you were so miserably sweaty, why were you like, I need more sweat
I love
in my life?
To sweat. Well, firstly, it's not the hottest time of the year. It's about, I think, like 25 degrees there at that time. So way cooler than when I went in August.
That is warm.
Oh, it's warm, but I like that. I like that warmth. About my limits, I think. Although, I mean, it might be a heat wave. It is rainy season, so it might be pissing it down.
Oh, that's fun.
But I'm going then because that was when I was able to get cheap tickets to go.
Ah.
So it was, you know, it was kind of like a fuck it. I'd rather go for way cheaper and be hot and rained on than spend a shit ton of money and go in like October.
Are you flying direct or are you going to do some stops?
I am. We're going direct.
Going direct.
Direct to Tokyo. And then going to Kyoto and Osaka and Nara. So fuck yeah, doing a little travel.
That's really exciting.
Very pogged.
I know. I am super excited. June is going to be banging. I'm going to Japan for 2 weeks and I'm seeing Placebo twice.
Wow.
I hate that I knew that. I was like, for a second, For a second, I was like, oh, maybe Lydia's going on like a second really lovely holiday. You're seeing fucking placebo twice. How did I fall for that? How did I get fucking tricked into thinking you had like another amazing trip planned?
You fool. What else would I be doing?
See, going to Japan, like a thing that for some people was a once in a lifetime wonderful experience, is on the same level of seeing fucking placebo.
I rate that though.
Hilarious.
I saw one of my favorite artists recently.
Went
to London to see Aurora for War Trails, like Brit Week thing.
That's great.
It was like life-changing, like best gig I will ever attend.
Why? What made it so good?
Because I don't know. I feel like they sell out like bigger rooms than that, and this was like this like small show, like little intimate show. So it was just like I was like really close to the front and stuff.
Nice.
And it was just like magical. It was really good.
I didn't know any Aurora songs, but I actually just realized yesterday, are they the people that did, and I was running from the dark, cannot, that TikTok song. I like that song.
I recognize that song.
That's a good song.
Runaway, I believe.
Runaway, that's it. Everyone did that TikTok of running.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Genius. Yeah, I think it's fun to go to a little giggy.
I love it. Fucking love it.
Is she like a big artist? I mean, I feel like I'm so out.
I think they're pretty big, but they're alt pop, which, you know, I don't think alt pop usually is like omega huge, but they've got a huge following, I'd say.
Yep.
What does alt pop mean?
Just like, you know, stuff that probably wouldn't be in the charts. Is maybe a bit more artsy, like not going to be like, you know, dance shit probably.
Right. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. I need to look up the definition now. It was good. It was a fun time.
Because it's just, sorry, I'm literally eating a croissant.
You're eating a croissant during the podcast.
This is good.
I haven't eaten. I was trying to sneakily do it, but then I realised.
I haven't eaten, Lydia. I'm fucking holding. I'm waiting for the podcast to be over. Your fucking snack. I cannot believe
it. Wasting away, Harry. I'm skin and bones, you know. I turn to the side, I disappear. I've got to eat something.
Like that Mr. Men, Mr. Finn or whatever it is.
Mr. Finn.
Mr. Finn? Who was it?
Mr. Finn.
Is it Mr. Skinny?
Mr. Skinny.
He eats his tiny sausage.
Oh, that's me. Tiny little sausage croissants. Oh, yeah. I'm looking him up. He's not even that skinny, you know.
No, I'm skinny. Yeah. Fucking pathetic, Mr. Skinny. Come on. So before we started the questions, I wanted to read you guys two questions because I had to read them. And I want you guys to have to suffer that experience as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't feel like I really have answers to these questions. And I don't know if the questions really have questions. They're more I feel like just horrible stories.
Okay.
Is it just people confessing weird shit in our question form again?
Feels a bit like that. And to be honest, I feel like I was tempted to not read these out. Because it kind of encourages more people to just send in things like this. Do you know what I mean? There is like a catch 22 here. Like, I feel like I have to share it and share the burden of having read it and my eyes bleeding. But also I feel like putting it on the podcast is going to bait a lot more. So we don't want more like this.
Well, maybe we do.
Maybe we do. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I say is it's the only time I've actually physically gagged while reading a question.
Okay. I haven't heard these yet, but this is your official warning. That's the next shit you're about to hear is disgusting.
It's going to be some fucked up shit. I mean, yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Let's jump into it.
All right, lay it on us.
Hi, 0 Degrees. I need help. I recently gave my boyfriend a blowjob. Things were going well until he adjusted how he was lying, and from the depth of his forbidden tunnel came the most foul smell.
For a moment, I thought I was going to throw up.
It was so bad that this made my gag reflex very sensitive, and I had to stop the proceedings and change tactic to hands. I tell him this happened? Like, do I go back down? But if only he's showered. Help.
She got the forbidden gooch stank. She got the updraft.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
I read that, I was like, I have no advice for that. What do you do?
No, we've got to have some advice for that. Okay, so let's dissect what happened here. This man does not wash his ass, is that what we're assuming?
I'm assuming he has the most foul taint in the world.
Disgusting. One of the things that fucking blows my mind, you know, like every now and again, there'll be something like a question that goes viral on the internet. And it's like, you know, do you wash your feet in the shower or whatever? I'm pretty sure one went viral where it was like loads of men were like, I don't like specifically wash my ass in the shower. You know, I let the water run down and that's it. And it's
that
that's insane to me.
That is insane to me. That is insane.
Crazy.
You got to get like, in there, get a scrubby.
It's literally the one, I would argue it's the one bit of your body that needs cleaning. Like it's literally all of the bits. Like,
yeah.
Like the bit where shit comes out and stinks, you don't specifically clean that bit. That is vile. If anyone is listening to this podcast and they don't, and this is some kind of revelation, I beg of you, you've got to start cleaning your asshole, because that is just disgusting.
Yeah, it's fucked up. You don't want this to. I think like this is like that is an ick that like could end a relationship.
Monumental. Oh my
That's
god,
like, that is like that could end a relationship. That might like
if it was
stop
the beginning
time,
of a relationship. Definitely. Like you just start dating a guy and that happens.
It's over. Like you're not going to look at him ever again the same way.
No, you'd be so grossed out by him. I would just be like, oh, imagine like second date that happens. You are not seeing that guy again. That is foul.
No. I mean, same for if like, I mean, if you went down to give oral sex to a woman, like, and that happened, I would instantly like...
You'd gag, gag.
Like poo-poo on my tongue.
It's
like, poo-poo on my tongue is a no-no. Poo-poo on my tongue is a no-no.
No, poo-poo on your tongue. Oh my God, that's rancid.
I don't want poo-poo on my tongue.
Confused what's happening there with your tongue, Harry. How far are you going?
Yeah, I'm like, are you accidentally rimming them?
Well, just like near it. You know, if it's like poo, when they fart, you know, there's like poo particles in the air.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't want like the poo air particles like
you don't
near
like
my
poo
tongue.
Shotgun.
Right. Yeah. I got you. I mean, also the butthole and the lady fanny hole are very close to each other.
It's
so
all close down there.
It's all very close. So if one thing's bad, they're both bad.
It's big danger.
Yeah, it's big danger.
So just while we ruminate and think about that one, there's also this second lovely little ditty that's come in that says, "Hey guys, Dirty Dan here with an update." Now, I don't remember Dirty Dan.
Who the fuck is Dirty Dan?
Sounds like an EastEnders character.
So Dirty Dan, I had a look and I can't find anything to do with Dirty Dan, but our memory will be jogged with their question by reading this out. They say, "It didn't work out and I'm single now."
Uh-oh.
She's an insane start to a question.
Uh-oh.
I mentioned previously my girlfriend wanted to peg me with a load spraying bad dragon.
Oh, we haven't had that. I would remember that.
I feel like I would remember this.
We have not had that question.
Well, it turns out we didn't prepare enough. And as soon as the dildo came, we got hit with a disgusting odor and it all went brown. When I was cleaning myself out, there was still some water left deep up in there. The back pressure caused it to seep into the cum lines and everything was soiled. After a few days of being weird around each other, she decided she can't be with me after the poo explosion. It got all over her favourite stuffed animals. I can't begin to describe the stench.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God.
That is a fucked up question. They say, let Ross know pegging isn't as based as he'd like we'd like to believe.
Oh my God.
You didn't prepare.
I mean, he says he did, but like there was some water in there and it all got into the fucking cum bit of the dildo dragon.
A load spraying bad.
I just want to read that sentence again. The sentence is so insane. What? The back pressure caused it to seep into the cum lines and everything was soiled.
It's poetry.
It's a fucking poetry. It's a brand new sentence.
It's the first time anyone's
ever written that sentence.
So they said they didn't prepare enough. So I'm imagining they'd not douche their asshole. And, you know...
I think they did, but they left some water up there.
Oh, that's a fucking fool's errand, man. You got to make sure that shit's empty.
How do you make sure it's empty, though? What do you do?
Well, you squish some water up there and then you have a little sit down and you push it out.
Okay. But I'm sure it could get a little bit trapped up there, right? I don't know.
No, you can get it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I don't exactly understand what happened. So there's a load spraying bad dragon. What's inside it?
Cum.
Actual cum.
It has a fake cum. It has the bad
fake
dragon
cum.
Has
okay.
like
yeah,
a
fake cum.
A kind of these tubes that will simulate it coming.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the pooey water that was in his bumhole
has, right,
well, during the pegging, seeped down
during back pressure,
gone into the where the cum line is.
Oh, like a vacuum.
So
yeah,
the cummy fake. This is truly the worst question we've ever
this
answered.
This is the worst thing. And then it's...
We need
it's
a warning at the beginning of this.
The fake cum has mixed with the poo water.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Just becoming a horrible liquid that's then sprayed everywhere in this girl's room, all over her stuffed toys.
Yeah, and now...
Why has it gone everywhere and not just up him?
Because I think the back pressure was so extreme from the water. I imagine there's a lot of suction, you know what I mean?
Also... Why is my man Dirty Dan out here getting pegged by a bad dragon, man? Like, that's like going to...
Oh, my God. Wait, yes.
That's like level 10 difficulty. That's like... you know?
Oh, my God, the size of those things. Like, how would you ever be able to go to the bathroom again normally? I feel like you'd be stretched within oblivion.
It just falls out of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
oh, my God.
What I love is there isn't a question. There's no...
No.
It's just...
That's not a question.
This is a fucking agony aunt. You can't write in with things like this.
Wowie. Okay.
That's fucked. My man, douche your ass more. Keep douching and pushing until you're clear.
I would.
Wipe yourself the fuck down.
Make sure all the water's out and I would use something smaller, but maybe this is an aficionado of pegging and this is
maybe
okay.
Maybe they're just sharing.
You know? Yeah.
This is, we aren't even fathom. The power required to do this?
I can't imagine.
No. I think it's fair that she broke up with you, to be honest.
I think that's fair as well.
It suddenly made reading that second one, suddenly made the first one just feel really not that bad.
I found the original question. I found it.
Oh, okay. Wait, have we done it or not?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Oh, what? Okay.
Oh my God. I
love the original.
Wait. Having an update is perverse. We're doing an update before we've read the original question. Okay, here it is.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Ravs, you've been an inspiration and now I'm in a complication. My girlfriend, 25, heard you guys when I, 27, was listening to 0 Degrees and really wanted to try pegging. I agreed out of curiosity and your liberal videos on exploring the chocolate starfish. She went ahead and did all the ordering. When the stuff showed up, I couldn't believe my eyes. Turns out you can buy some crazy bad dragon products with cumming functionality.
Oh, wow.
I'm reevaluating my stance on this now. How can I gently bring it up? Luckily for me, they don't send the cum and she's waiting for it to show up. I'm scared. Dirty Dan. Wait, so this was the first thing he got paid with.
He sounds like he doesn't want to do it. And it, oh,
what
bro,
the fuck? What the fuck?
You reluctantly got pegged and you went with the Omega difficulty?
Oh my God.
What
I want to see how big they are. Oh, hello. I was just going to look it up.
I feel like people start, Ravs, but just from your research, I feel like people start with maybe something the size of, not even the size of a pinky finger. Like we're talking like tiny, right? Like these bad dragon ones are like the size of a fist.
Things ain't supposed to be going, in the exit hole, you know? So you got to like... You can't jump to, beg, in my opinion.
Oh my God, I'm looking at them. So to be fair, not all of them are huge. You can get mini ones. Oh my God, I can see it coming. It's, do you guys want a link?
Yeah,
link me.
Yeah.
Poor Noah, the editor. I mean, I feel so bad for Noah editing this.
But you can get mini ones. It might have been a mini one.
Oh, I just opened that on Daft's Google account. Fuck it. Okay. Well, that's 5.5 inches, Lydia. I mean, that's tiny. That's obviously tiny.
Are these all the ones that can do the cummy?
I guess so. These are the cummy ones. Cum tubes.
Bro, that dick is bent. Why is the dick so bent?
Oh my God,
bent?
I've just seen it come.
Yeah, I know, right? Lord in heaven.
That's insane. It's insane.
These look like they would fuck your ass up, man. They're so thick. Holy shit.
Am I crazy? But those dicks don't look like normal dicks.
I mean, they're very curved.
Yeah.
Which, you know, not saying that dicks can't be curved, but
they're like fucking aubergines. Why have they got like such a bulbous fucking... Why is it like camo patterned? Why is it like disguised? This is military grade dick we're talking about right now. You do not want to get fucked by this, Dan.
5.5 inches is the smallest, and 12.75 is the biggest.
That is like the length of my section of my forearm. Like
12.75.
Fucking hell!
Lord in heaven, it'd be up in your lungs,
coming out your mouth, mate.
Dan, you went too far. You shouldn't have been pegged by these monsters.
No, but I feel bad for him because now his girlfriend's broken up with him. That doesn't seem fair.
I feel like she was leading a lot of this.
Yeah,
but
she
to be fair, this man didn't, you know, do enough to clear his bum bum.
Yeah, but if this is your first time experience, I feel like you've got to allow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
We thought he was some kind of pegging professional, and he's not. Mm. He's a pegging bleb.
I mean, I might be wrong as well. Like, I have a douche. I've you know, not been pegged yet. So I'll encounter this problem. I hope I fucking don't.
Oh my God.
But, you know, maybe he's onto something. But also, I'm like, man, you picked a bad dragon as the first thing that you went for.
Also, the coming one. You chose like the most insane option. Like,
yeah. What the hell?
Like, it's like loading up Mario Kart and being like, oh, we'll start on 200cc. You know?
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
Like, okay, you're going to get fucking dicked. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get fucking dicked and fucking blue shelled into oblivion.
Jesus Christ.
Like, Bullet Bill ain't saving you now, big boy.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's the one going up you. Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's the starter level, you know.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, I would say, you know, you tried, and the fact that she couldn't handle it is very much a testament on her.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bad because you did try, and she is just not worth your time.
I feel like this is a good, there's a learning lesson here though, which is if people want to do this and it's the first time and they want to do the fucking super XL coming explosion dick, maybe do it in the shower. Maybe do it somewhere there's not, precious stuffed toys, you know, within the back blast zone.
Yeah.
Lay down a little fucking towel, man.
Oh, definitely. Well, because, even if you don't have, like, water, it's an exit hole. Some stuff could still come out. It's better to be safe rather than sorry.
I feel like there's always going to be a risk whenever you're playing in that foul region that something could go amiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like how can she be surprised by that outcome?
Maybe she genuinely just, like, didn't know that could happen. Like, was just like, oh, pegging sounds fun. Let's give it a go. And then, like, had not realized the implications of what could go wrong.
From a level of, like, I just don't think you can look at that person the same way again. I kind of get it. Like, I'm not like, maybe she knew that could happen. But, like, after that happens, it does change it. It does change, I'm sure, a relationship if you are, like, if you're not, like, with somebody for a long time.
Yeah.
Or, like, going in expecting that heavily. I can see it being like, it's hard to, like, you know, eat dinner across from him and look at him the same way, you know.
You look at your, like, slightly stained animal.
No.
Little Pikachu.
Oh my God,
just,
what
like,
if it was
a brown splodge all over it?
Her childhood toy that she's had since she was a baby. I feel like also a lot of these things, both of these examples, it really matters, like how long you've been with that person. I feel like if you've been with that person for years and years and years, you could laugh about it and like get over it. But if you're like, oh, we've been dating for 4 months and that happens, then it's like, oh, you know, this could potentially be a deal breaker if they've just got the ick now.
Wait, is she keeping who's keeping the equipment? There's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of equipment here.
Expensive as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Well, hold on. Let's look back at the website.
How much was it?
How much are these?
Raph has already got like four in his basket.
I don't want one of these in me, man.
Rav is like, oh, yeah, how much are these?
How much?
Let me have to check. Oh, I'm not sure.
No, these are way too crazy. These things are nuts.
How much? It doesn't say, does it?
What? I don't know which ones are the cummy ones. Because
fuck it, I'm clicking on shop all products. It's just the this is a
it's, make sure it's on Daft's thing.
Yeah, it is. It actually is on Daft's thing. Fuck it, it's too late. It's too late. Every link I open opens on Daft's thing. It's not my fault. Sorry, Daft.
Sorry, Daft.
Oh my god, I fucking love this boy. Hold on. Holy shit, actually,
these are like 70 quid, dude.
That's expensive. Oh my god, 70 quid and a failed relationship.
Look at this.
Pain to end your relationship.
Look at this one.
Bro has eyes.
Oh. Bro it's called the cuttlefish of Cthulhu, and it's like a fucking like worm thing.
Nah. It's a brain with a fucking penis coming out of it that at the end has a small face that has big lips and giant fucking bulbous eyeballs on it.
This is what I'm imagining this person got pegged by.
It's got eyes and a mouth. It's got a soul.
And the eyes are coming into his ass.
It's got a fucking soul. They shouldn't have a face.
I feel like at least you should be fucking him, not him going inside and fucking you with his face. Like, oh my being God. Fucked by a creature's face is like, I'm sorry, but that is, maybe I'm not that open. Maybe I think it's a bit fucked up. I think I might have found my line. I think shoving a creature's face up your ass is my line. I don't think I'm okay with that. I think that's crazy.
That's wacky. That is wacky.
Why is one of these a paw? Why is it just a paw? It's just a foot. There's just an animal's paw.
Oh, I see. You've linked a new one. Let me see.
What is this? There's just a reptile paw.
Where do you stick that?
It's 140 quid.
Where does it go?
What do you do with that?
It says, a very unique and sensual-looking hybrid of a foot and a paw. The sole of Duke's paw is more padded than a normal foot would be, including each digit having a bulbous pad over them, with the paws at the ends that seem to grip more than anything. The Duke's paw is a fantastic toy for anyone looking to add a unique or tantalizing experience to your bedroom. If you're into foot play, okay, it's foot nerds.
Wait, but what would you do with it in terms of foot play? I don't understand.
Don't know, lick it, suck it. Shove it up your bum.
I guess they're like licking and sucking that shit. Yeah.
Right, I see.
Wank the paw. I mean,
wank the paw off. $135 for a fucking paw that you lick. I guess you could shove it up yourself, but the way that it's designed is not very like streamlined.
Babe, we need to get the licking paw.
I'm in
Babe,
the mood.
Babe, are you okay? You barely licked the paw.
Babe, you're not enjoying it. The paw's not been licked tonight.
Oh my god! And it's got like the dynamite, like the ankle like circumference, the paw, the small toe circumference.
Jesus Christ.
It's crazy. It's a crazy fucking thing.
It's a crazy world out there.
I think the Dirty Dan went too damn far with it. And, you know, I guess his girlfriend now has that shit if she ever wants it again.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I doubt she
does. I think
that's
getting binned, bro. Yeah. I think that's an insta bin.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah.
Dan, if you try it again, maybe you should buy something reasonable so that you don't get bad dragoned.
Yeah. And also if your partner like does something and they're like, I want to do this, be like, tell them no. If you're like, oh, actually I changed my mind. Like this is too much.
Oh, that as well. Yeah.
It's okay to say no. Yeah. 100%.
Just say no. Like it really sounds like once you saw it, you were a bit like, ugh. I'm not blaming, this is not blaming you at all, Dirty Dan, but you know, I feel bad for you because it feels like this, none of this was your fault. It's not
like,
fair.
I feel like he's like badly branded himself. It's really not Dirty your fault, Dan. And, but you called yourself Dirty Dan, which just doesn't help any of this.
It was Dirty Dan even before he shat everywhere.
Wait, but it sounds like she also listened to the podcast. So,
oh,
you know.
God. Okay, right. Let's talk to her for a second. Look, yeah, okay. It's fucked up. We're sorry. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy what happened. It's
I'm
not
sorry
real.
If I put that in your brain as well.
I've
oh, my God.
I can't believe it. I mean, I'm sorry. It's great. I'm happy for you. I'm sorry for
it's
your
fantastic.
Toys.
I've never been happier.
Why was I like an inspiration as well? What
this,
the
you're
fuck?
Ruining,
like
you're ruining people's fucking lives, Rav.
This is your fault, Rav. You made this happen.
Why am I a pegging inspiration, though? I've not even been pegged yet.
Because you're so bold. You're so bold and forward and you're loving it. You're dreaming of it. And you're one day it will happen. And people are inspired by that. It's a story that people love.
That's fair, I guess. It's like... documentary's coming out.
Yeah, oh, I mean, yeah. No, we'll sell your rights to like Disney and you'll be, you know, the new Disney princess. You know, it's like an inspirational
story. The
pegging
princess. Oh my God.
Well, you were right, Harry. Those were fucking disgusting questions.
I want to go back to the first one though. I felt I didn't get closure. Okay. Yeah. I didn't get closure. We didn't discuss it. Okay. Sorry. All right. So first things first, I got to ask, has this situation ever happened to either of you?
No.
But you've been like,
I don't got no stinky fucking balls.
Or you to someone else and been like, whoa.
No, I don't
think I've ever had a partner with gross pussy.
Gross pussy.
She got that gross pussy.
He's such a way with words.
He is such a romantic.
Such a charmer.
Such a poet. Love it.
It was gross pussy.
Gross pussy.
I don't think so. No, not to like this extreme. There's been certainly times when you're like a little bit of a whiff, but whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it's not too bad. You know, there are just smells down there in that region that like come for different reasons. So like, it's not. No, I don't think I've ever had it to like the point where like I want to fucking throw up on the puss. You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Where like I'm putting like pizza toppings on top of the puss.
Nothing is stopping the meal.
Nothing's stopping the meal, no. That's great. No.
No, okay, all right.
Have you ever experienced that?
No, I don't think I've... Like you said, like that area is inherently can be a bit sort of funky.
I think you know the risks, right?
Yeah, it's a funky area, right? So it's not really going to be somewhere which is like, my God, this is the most... like fragrant, delicious, lovely smell. However, never to the extent that I've been like, oh my God, I'm going to vomit. This is disgusting. Certainly never a gross ass smell. Like I've never been like, oh my God, I can smell the asshole.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's never happened.
That is especially grim that as is, well.
Yeah.
Extra vile.
Like, that is vile.
It does make me very self-conscious. And I think that's probably good. I feel like it's a good reminder. Like hearing a story
this. Yeah, it's a good reminder. You'd never want to be the guy with the smelly fucking gooch.
No.
Wipe your ass. Clean your ass. Wipe like your gooch. It's just show them what you're working with.
Show them a bad dragon up there.
Wipe your ass. Wash yourself.
I think this person has to tell their partner. You have to. For them, it's one of those difficult conversations.
I just feel like you fucked up not saying in the moment, and and like going back to it later makes it a thing. Do you know what I mean? Like I worry that that makes it a big thing that like it stuck with you 3 weeks later, you know, and now we're going to mention it. Do you remember that blowjob I gave you 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, you farted.
You farted in my mouth.
Wow.
Like, it's fucking gross.
Jesus.
What if the next time things are getting intimate? No, actually, you can't do it when it's getting intimate because that will ruin
the
mood.
No, that's also super demoralizing. Yeah, that's like, that is, yeah.
Like, how do you bring it up after the fact has been and gone? Have to do it again and then say it afterwards. You have to go through it again.
Is this too elaborate? But can you like be doing the washing and comment that their underwear really stinks? Because then it's not sex related.
Oh, that's clever.
It's not sex related. And then you can be like, man, you got to wash your ass. And you just do that as a throwaway comment. Not double down on it. And that will like sink into the fucking boy's brain forever.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
What about the question?
Never forget.
So I saw this thing on the internet and everyone's debating about it. Do you wash your ass in the shower? Yeah. And that's when he turns around and says, yeah, squeaky clean. And you're like, you fucking liar, but I can't say anything.
Maybe he says no and is really proud of it.
Yeah, and then you're going to,
A crazy wild card.
Okay.
What if you're like, I got this new thing I want to try. I want to scrub the shit out of your asshole. I want to clean your ass.
I'm really into clean porn. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm into clean porn.
I've got really into woofing.
It's worth a go.
Maybe a little couple shower or something, you know.
The opposite
really
of
get
water
in there.
Sports. I really like cleaning.
give him like a blowjob in the shower, but with your other hand, like, be woofing his taint.
Frantically cleaning his asshole. Jesus.
No, do not do that, because all that does is just, he was like, he will make it more dirty so that you can clean it more. You're just like, you're like Pavlov's dogging him the wrong way.
True.
He's just going to walk around with this stanky ass like, yeah, my girlfriend loves cleaning it. I always leave it all dirty for her.
Oh,
she's like, no.
Baby, I made a messy for you.
What the fuck?
Okay, yeah, maybe that's not a good idea.
Awful, isn't it? I think, I don't know how, but I think you have to tell him, because for you, for when you have sex in the future, and also for this man and the rest of his life, he cannot go on like this. He needs to have a clean asshole. It's important.
But also be extremely dramatic about it as well, though. You know, be like retching.
Retching.
You know, ruin this man's self-confidence.
Send him this episode, maybe. Yeah. Maybe send him this episode and be like, I listened to this, this was hilarious. And that's going to be everyone who's... No, because now no one wants to share this with their friends.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't about you. But it is.
This isn't about you. Hey,
but you shouldn't be ashamed. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
But clean your ass, you dirty bastard.
Yeah. God damn it, Dirty Dan. This isn't Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan.
Well, Dirty Dan clearly needs to clean his asshole more as well, though.
Everyone go clean your ass.
Exactly.
I feel like that's the podcast. I really feel like that is it. Is that it?
I need a palate cleanser.
Do we have a palate cleanser?
No, yeah. I kind of feel like that's the most insane episode we've ever done. I feel like it'd be wrong on such a strong message of clean your ass.
But are people not going to like finish it and feel vile? I need ear bleach.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, is there an ear bleacher?
Is there anything like nice?
Hi guys. If you were given the option to receive £1 million, but every time you spent money, a little bit of pee would come out, would you take it? Interested in hearing your responses. Sorry if this is too weird. It's not too weird at all after what we just read.
No, what we just did. No.
Quite normal, actually.
Hell yeah, I'd do it.
Fuck yeah, I would, man.
Get a tenor pad down. You're ready to fucking go.
Exactly.
So what should we set a measurement of, like, how all much right. pee? Like, is it like, you know, is it one drop per pound? Like, what's the quantity we're talking about? Because it says a little bit of pee. Like, I feel like I need to... Like, is it every time I buy a beer, I'm pissing the same amount of liquid as a beer? Like,
oh.
Oh. No, I think, like, it's enough to be noticeable on your trousers.
Okay. But get
little
out
bit
the
of
boxes
pee.
And into the trousers.
Like, imagine, like, very quickly, like, holding down, like, a garden hose. You know, like, one of those, like, spray ones. That's how much I'm imagining is coming out. When you BP the car, it's like a dribble.
Does it scale with how much money you're spending or not?
That's the funny part.
What I think. I think the more you spend, the more you piss.
Yeah, I think so too.
Surely the big brain maneuver here is to like do a massive purchase, like buy a house and then just sit on the toilet as you do it and then just
fuck
piss.
Me, how long are you pissing?
You're
when
pissing
you buy that
for
house?
A long time, but you're getting a house. So.
I guess you've got to be careful to not die. Right?
Oh my God, yeah.
You're like,
dehydration.
You're just constantly drinking water, like, I have to piss more.
Yeah, just like chugging water while pissing.
You would like, it would actually be quite dangerous. I think buying a house would be lethal, Lydia. I think you'd have to do it in tiny amounts.
Oh, that's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would you do then with £1 million? Just go about your life but wear a nappy?
I'm taking £1 million because I want £1 million.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I would just like, I'd have to wear like a nappy. I'd have to like get special boxers or something that absorbed my little leaky pissy.
I guess
every
a lot of the
then.
Time you're just buying shit online, right? You know, I don't really go to shops. I do like Asda orders and stuff. So like, you could just do it all on the toilet. Just constantly.
Exactly.
Just save up all your purchases.
Yeah.
These 10-minute spurts of like.
I feel like I'd be so rich as well that like I could pay for an entire night of drinking, like pay for it while I'm pissing, and then like just have like a butler bring me drinks and then I'm not having to pay him.
Oh my God, so what? You're having a butler bring you drinks while you piss. Can you not just get the drinks
yourself?
No,
like, I'm like,
Raj, you're going to have to pay the butler.
I'm sitting on the toilet in the morning. I'm like, okay, we're hiring a butler for the day and I'm buying all of the alcohol now.
And then you're screaming as, you know, you piss out 200 quid's worth of,
I do a 200
it's so dry.
Quid piss. I'm chugging my special bathroom water.
Your Gatorade or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, to stay hydrated. And then, you know, that way, later on when I'm drinking, I don't need to piss because I've already paid for it.
Right. Yes, okay. You've just got to be clever. Got to be clever. Yeah.
It does give your life this weird cadence where you're constantly just like planning for the day ahead by pissing. And
I think you have to, you have to pre-order everything, right? And pre-pay for everything.
That kind of sucks, though. I like yeah. being like living in the moment, you know, just having no excitements or like sudden splurges. It's like, oh, you just really want a chocolate bar. Oh, I'll just go down to the corner shop and fucking piss myself. Stood there, you know, while Ramesh serves me a dairy milk. Like, brilliant. Thanks. Like, you know, I can never go there again.
A little 30 pence squirty of
piss. What about, oh God, the direct debit comes out. It's your wedding day. You're standing there doing your speech. Your direct debit comes out. You piss yourself in front of everyone.
Your Spotify news.
Yeah.
No!
You get the email, your resub has happened on Twitch.
Piss. I would still do it.
I'd still do it.
Fuck yeah.
I would do it, but I would like, I think the first thing you do is you'd like make it very public that you have this like, you've done this deal with the devil.
Yeah.
I am incontinent.
Yeah, and just like, I feel like you just have a documentary crew just follow you around. Because then is like, it's like a thing. If it's like, if you're just the guy that can't control when he pisses versus you're the cool piss guy. Like, you got to own it, right?
Right.
I'm the cool piss guy.
Well,
have you guys seen this might be Cope.
Have you guys seen the TikTok or Instagram or whatever the fuck, like it's an account called Scenic Pissing.
Oh.
No,
I haven't.
And it's just a guy who goes up to all these beautiful sites and stuff and just pisses. So the video starts with like, just like, oh, look at that beautiful view. But then like, it's just him pissing on top of a mountain.
That's funny.
He did one where he was like, you know, skydiving or parachuting or some shit. Did a pissy up in the air.
Oh,
you
know, what? Yeah. He pissed? What, onto the ground below?
Yeah.
It's like rain. It's just like rain, Lydia. It's like rain. It doesn't really matter.
Just a bit of rain, I guess.
I was like, holy shit, this is a fucking cool account. You know what? I'm seeing beautiful views, but also this guy's just living his best life pissing.
My God, he's got real good control of his piss if he can be fucking hurtling to the ground and
but this,
like, controlled piss.
I feel like this guy might be the guy.
Right. Oh, my God. He is the guy.
He might have... made this deal because how has he got the money to go to all these beautiful places all the time and like skydive and like he's pissing a lot, you know?
Yeah, this is
might
about
be
him.
The guy.
Oh my God, he's got like the monkey paw. Yeah, you've got £1 million, but you're gonna keep pissing.
Yeah,
he's like, nice. I love it. I'm gonna own it.
I'm gonna make it my thing.
This is my whole fit. My whole persona is piss.
Yeah, I think Harry, you've nailed it. You've got to just like really go into it.
The stench of the piss, though, like at least it would be watery piss, but like it would just be so just that constant.
What would your guys' strat be?
What?
Oh,
like to if you took this deal, are we all taking the deal?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I am. I think honestly, a lot of it you just hermit away at home, right?
Yeah, yeah. I could easily spend it in like a few months. I would like get my house done up and do shit like that and just piss.
If you open your bank account, right, like how many transactions are you actually doing in a day? Like I'm not spending that. Like I'm buying lunch, you know, maybe like a direct debit goes out for a subscription.
Oh no, I opened my phone and there's a bad dragon on it.
For fuck's sake. Like I don't feel like, it's not like I'm spending money like, oh my God, I can't stop tapping my card. Like,
yeah. Although God, a night out at the pub, going up, you know, getting six drinks, whatever.
It's a nightmare.
You're pissing a lot then. And in general, because you're full of cider as well. God, the amount of piss coming out of you.
God, yeah, it's going to go even crazier.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, I'm going to go for, you know, I'm going to go get another round because I'm just going to piss anyway.
Like, yeah.
You know, just go to the toilet. You're like, I'm going to go buy another round because I need to piss anyway. So I might as well just fucking, you'd spend the million so quickly from that alone.
Oh my God. I guess you could give your card to someone and say, can you buy the round? I'm going to go to the toilet and just do that every time at the urinal.
Standing at the urinal. Wait, sorry, mate. Well, okay, are we done in a minute? My mate's buying some drinks. There's a long queue. Oh, here it is. Well, fucking hell.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, he bought shots. Oh, it's a long one.
Oh, no.
Oh God. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So we're all doing it. We're all rich and we're all pissing.
£1 million.
Nice.
I mean, would you do it for 100 grand?
Nah.
Yeah, I'd do it for 100 grand. Fuck yeah.
The rest of your life.
Fuck no, dude.
No, it's truly until you've spent the money.
No. It's the monkey's paw. It's whenever you spend some money. Because you don't know whether that was the part of the 100K or not.
Oh, I heard the question as it's in direct link to the money. So that's why I was like, buy something big and piss it all out.
If you were given the option to receive £1 million, but every time you spent money, not spent the money, it's spent any money.
Oh, it's a completely different question then. I've been thinking about it wrong, haven't I?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, I'd still take the million, but 100K and I've got to pee for the rest of my life.
I don't think 100K is worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's such a bad negative.
It is a real pain in the ass to just
£100,000 is a lot of money, but like for the rest of... Like, if I was like, I don't know, like 70, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it.
I mean, you're incontinent then anyway, right?
Yeah, rest of my life, whatever. Like,
I'm probably already pissing and shitting myself at that point.
Exactly.
I'm 17 years old.
I've got like a good like 50 years of fucking pissing everywhere. I don't want that. That sounds awful.
No. Let us know in the comments on the YouTube video. Would you do it for $1 million? Would you do it for 100K? What would your strat be?
I'm sure all minimum? Of the comments will be about that, Lydia, and not about our first two questions.
No, absolutely not.
Brilliant. Well,
And also, Bolt versus Bullet has been very controversial. Lots of people, we've talked about it with lots of people at the pub. We've talked about it with, you know, the people from communities and stuff.
I haven't been there at the pub. What's people been saying? Because the I did a Twitter poll and it went, I mean, the arguments were insane. It went on for a long time. And it basically ended up 50-50. It was like, I think Bullet won by an inch, but like it was very split.
It was the same at the pub. It was like 50-50. But like people were like, oh, Bolt, no Bullet, no Bolt, no Bullet. Like nobody has a definitive answer.
Very
Both
torn.
People are scared.
We're all just afraid.
You need to be afraid. But you have to make a decision.
I went to the YouTube comments on the poddy as well, and a lot of people were like, actually, and give us like all the math and stuff. But even then, they were divided as well.
I don't know if we'll ever have like a... I feel like we need... I mean, I watched some like videos of like ballistic gel... Like ballistic dummies getting
was
shot.
Was it the Slingshot channel?
I don't know which channel that was. And that one made me pretty adamant that like getting shot by a bolt was better. But I was already pretty adamant about it. So I feel like any evidence would only ever reinforce anyone's own perspective more. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel like it's helpful evidence. I don't know how we ever solve this question. I think it might not be an unsolvable.
No, can't really do it. Like test of it.
One of life's great mysteries.
Yeah.
If we get £1 million, maybe we can shoot Ravs with a bolt and a 45. Maybe that's
what I don't get shot by either of those things.
Become a patron. That's the new patron goal.
Yeah, $1 million to kill Ravs.
Guys, let's get that bread.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Well, on that note, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
See you on the next one. We're going to go do a little Am I the Asshole? If you want to listen to that, patreon.com/zero degrees. Mm. Thank you. You know what? Normally we'd say thank you for your questions. This week, no thank you.
Yeah.
No thank you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
But also share this with your friends and family.
Yep. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.